As we enter the anatomy lab, cuts become incisions, bodies become cadavers. These cadavers, our first patients, lie supine on the dissecting tables, dispassionately numbered. They are our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our parents. They are time in itself, forgiving yet unyielding, infinite yet ephemeral. We alone possess this unnatural privilege to explore the human body in so literal a manner. We inspect the cadavers piece by piece, organ by organ, fiber by fiber. We locate each muscle and name it, action, origin, insertion. We trace each nerve and artery and vein, and they too are each carefully identified and named. We name ducts and glands, lymph nodes and bones. We name everything in the body, except, of course, the body itself. All of our knowledge cannot tell us this, the name of the person, who they were, what they stood for. The very essence of the person who we have come in such close contact with, that is kept an enigma. With every scar we see, every wrinkle we feel, we sense the ubiquitous weight of all that we cannot know. The questions multiply, and we wonder about the falls that gave the scars, the laughter that formed the wrinkles. We know anatomy can reveal disease and inflammation and abnormalities, but can it show us a person's happiness? Can it show us loneliness or hopefulness or belief? Can it show us love? Impenetrable, these crucial elements are invisible to us as we invade our cadavers. We will not ever know these people, though we have known them in a way unique to any other. We realize this, and in recognizing it, we see the beauty that is missing from this mechanical practice. And though the purpose was to teach us structures and appearances and positions in the human body, we have learned something else, something more important. We have learned what it is that has drawn us to this profession. It is not the organs, the bones, the muscles. It is the human spirit and the connections to be formed with others as we heal them. And so, as we enter the anatomy lab, cuts become incisions, bodies become cadavers, and we become doctors.